Welcome. This is day 6 of the Money Matrix Magic Marathon. We're past the halfway point. Wow. And what a session we had yesterday, looking at the ugly stepsisters and the stepmother and how jealousy and meanness, even when it seems like justified, gets in the way of all of us shining our light. And inevitably, when we move into our light, there will be jealousy. And by clearing the emotional charge and fear, we can not let that stop us or change our decisions. And so it's important as you go through life and you notice jealousy or things coming up, just to use the tools that I'm giving you in this course to clear any remnants. And today we're going to move on to another character, one of my favorites in the fairy tales, the fairy godmother. And the theme is around the tendency for change makers, healers, coaches, and those involved in the caring professions to put others before themselves and not to reap the benefits of the magic and the transformation they offer. And the fairy, just in terms of the fairy tale, the fairy godmother comes into the picture when Cinderella is feeling very despondent because there seems no possibility of her going to the ball, which is being put on by the prince. And she comes into this, and the fairy godmother comes into the scene, rouses Cinderella from her misery, and with a flick of her magic wand gives her the way to get to the ball and to meet her future beloved. She takes things in Cinderella's environment, like the pumpkin, mice, and a rat, and changes them into a carriage and horse and footmen and others. So she also transforms Cinderella's rags into beautiful clothes and gives her glass slippers. So, which when you think about it, may not be that comfortable, but they're part of the story. So now I've gone into the Cinderella story, and what I want to explain is that I've imagined the life of the fairy godmother and what it might be like, and created my own version of the fairy tale from that, one that's informed my life and also helped those of my clients. But you are welcome to go in and create your own fairy godmother. In fact, that would be pretty good because that will give you more insight into what your version of the fairy godmother is and what her issues are. Now, my exploration of the fairy godmother in my own life and with clients has led me to understand more deeply the issues of needing to put self-care high on our priorities and the need for the fairy godmothers of the world to be fully valued, recognized, and remembered. And this includes being valued on the financial level and receiving the money that allows us to thrive and flourish, just as we help our clients to thrive and flourish. So today's Money Matrix Repair will be focusing on receiving recognition and value for our gifts and self-care while serving others. And the Money Matrix magic spell number 6 is saying no to say yes, and that is creating a boundaries that allow us to give us to give more to what we value most and to protect us against what burns us out or really doesn't feed us. So it means also it also means saying no to some opportunities to say yes to bigger opportunities. And so it's not always saying no to things that are negative. Things may appear really good and fun and interesting, but at a particular time, if we're focusing on another project, we need to be able to say no to all those other things in order to get the project we are working on done. And there's all kinds of examples of boundaries. And so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about and read to you from a book that was produced by Morgana Ray, which is called Financial Alchemy, 12 Months of Magic and Manifestation. And it's really a workbook, and it's actually quite a lovely little workbook, or it's not so little, actually. And I worked with Morgana for a while as a financial alchemy coach, and and used this book myself. And the third quarter of the year, because it's a workbook for 12 months, third quarter of the year is around the magic of strong boundaries. And I actually found that was the quarter of the year that I had the most problems with following and doing, which shows you something about some of my issues. So what she says is, and I want to read, it's from page 104, and it's on the magic of strong boundaries. And she says, boundaries let us know the difference between our authentic selves and our social self that is based on pleasing others. People with strong boundaries lead happier, more fulfilling lives. We feel confident to speak our truth. We accept what we want and reject what we don't want in our lives. Having strong boundaries is very attractive. Weak boundaries disempowers us and disrespects those around us. And weak boundaries show up in a number of ways. The ability to say no, the inability to say no, the fear of displeasing someone, the tendency to rescue others, the expectation of being rescued, not expressing our true feelings, attracting people who take advantage of us, allowing outside opinions to determine our self-worth, feeling like a victim, feeling obligated, indebted, trying to change someone else. And I'm sure everybody on the call has never had any of these issues. neither have I. Joking, of course. So, what I wanted to say now is that it's just to add something that Morgana says, that she emphasizes that, and of course it's true, we all have areas where boundaries are nice and strong and other areas where our boundaries get weaker. And she suggests an easy way to check strengths of your boundaries by asking this question: how free do I feel here to say what I feel and ask for what I want? And so I thought that was a good question, and I'm just going to ask you around a couple of issues. How free do you feel about stating your value and that of your services and asking people to invest in you at a level that truly values the services you provide and the transformation you give? That's a long sentence, but basically it's how comfortable are you asking for good prices for your services and your products? And in line, of course, with what the market is. And then another question is, how free do you feel to say you need time off and to agree to another and not to agree to another request which involves your time? For example, if you want to have clearly established days of rest, that means saying no to your clients, and even if they feel like they desperately need you, just saying no, that's my day off, and it's going to have to be another day. So another thing is, so there's time and money, those are boundaries. There's boundaries in terms of what type of people you might want to let in your life, and you might think at some time, no, I don't want that negative energy of somebody, and I'm just going to make sure I'm not around them rather than always accepting their invitations to do things where I don't feel good after. So that's another example of boundaries. So another thing is that, well, we're going to go right into an improvisation around the fairy godmother. And I'm going to ask you to listen and see what comes up for you, briefly noting what resonates. Okay, in your journal, if you've got it there, that would be great. So let me start with this. And I'm going to take a sip of water, and I hope all of you have got water beside you for the whole session. So here we come, fairy godmother. Now, what part of this story do you want to be today? I'm not totally sure. I'll see where she flies in from. So I'm just settling into her character. Well, Cinderella met the prince. She's been to the ball, and now she's married happily and living her happily ever after. She remembered me for a short day or two, and then I haven't heard from her since. And quite frankly, she never really gave me much in return for all the magic that I reaped in her life. She did invite me to the wedding and gave me a nice time at her wedding, but then she kind of forgot me. And that hurts me, because I made such a difference in her life. And sometimes I feel like all the magic that I'm using for other people, I just never get to benefit from. I mean, here I am. I guess I should use my magic wand on my own clothes. They're getting quite threadbare, and they're not looking very good right now. And in fact, anybody would think this fairy godmother was just an old crone. Wow. What else do I want? I've been so busy thinking about the Cinderellas of this world and making it better for them and doing things for them and taking what's in their environment and changing it magically so that we'll get them to the ball or to whatever else that they want in their lives. What do I want? What do I really want? Yeah, I want to bring my magic to the world. I want to change things. I want to do so much. But I want to be remembered. I want to be treasured. I want to be valued. I want my name to be said afterwards. I want it to be remembered, my part of the story. But not just my part of the story, but what happens to me afterwards. I want people to care about that. I want myself to care about that. Now, what could I do that would be really fun for me? Well, I think I'm going to go to the fairies ball. And I think I'm going to meet my own magic prince or wizard. But I know just meeting a wizard isn't going to make me happily and ever after. So what else? Well, I'm going to have lots of Cinderella's types, but they're going to remember me, and I'm going to have fun afterwards, and they're going to give me lots of things so that I can have fun, and so I'm not just scrimping and scraping by in between another Cinderella. Okay, so that was it. I'm going to get pretty in my right brain as opposed to my left brain in these improvisations. So I'm just going to get back to the technical and put it on question and answer and see what people have to say about all the stuff that I've been talking about in the last little while. And what issues are there for you? And you press 7 to talk. And hi, Katrina. Great.
Hello. Well, it's interesting between yesterday's call and today's call. I can certainly resonate with places where I've got really strong boundaries in certain places and definitely not strong enough in others. And there's been a man in my life for the past couple of years, and it's definitely, I've known for literally like 2 years that he's not my guy. But he's a wonderful man in many ways, and he's a really good person, and he's got a great spirit. And there are many things that I've, you know, enjoyed about him. But I noticed, like, last night, the pressure, I've been kind of accommodating him and given him a lot of support and counsel for some work stuff that he's been going through, and I've been telling him all along intuitively what I know, and everything that I said was accurate, and he it wound up he never listened to me in the first place, And he wound up in really big trouble with his partners and his business, and now it's a huge mess and it's going to litigation. And I told him that that's what was going to happen if he didn't take certain steps. And so to not make this a big, long story, but I realized that I thought that it seemed to be that he cared about me. And the thing where it got messy for me is I borrowed money from him a year ago when I needed it.
Yeah.
And I haven't paid him back. And he's okay with that. He knows that, you know, where I'm at, but at the same time, it's gnawing at me. And it really colored my, I felt obligated to give him my time and energy because of the guilt that I had about owing him money. And then last night, the pressure just was too great after our call and after some other clearing. And it just came to a head, and I said, Philip, this doesn't work for me. This just, I can no longer continue this. And I'm aware that
good
you're in a
you.
Stressful situation, and I do want to be your friend through that, but any kind of romantic expectation or hope is no longer. And I felt very clear in what I said, and I don't feel that I was hurtful, but I could feel his hurt, which triggered so much guilt and shame in me, and I was just like, this is not going well, and it ended badly. He kind of hung up on me. But I just realized that there's so many times where I've just been shoving all of these feelings down because of fearing of hurting another person, and last night I just went, you know, I'm going to hurt someone, but this is my time to just take a stand. And I did it poorly. Maybe I didn't do it well, but I felt this tiny little bit of remote victory just because it was like breaking a pattern, even if I did it badly.
Well, so, excellent. Oh, well, congratulations, and to really acknowledge you there, because that's really difficult. And do you have a feeling of a little bit of freedom coming from that? Or is there still a bit too much guilt for that?
There's a glimmer of more freedom, but it's not like I don't feel like, woohoo, you know? I just feel like I feel bad. I don't want to hurt anybody.
But
also don't want to hurt myself.
Yeah. And sometimes if you're just letting somebody, if you really know that, for example, that there's no romance and somebody's come with you thinking that there's always a possibility, in the end, the quicker you tell them, the better for them.
Yeah, and I waited.
And the less hurtful in the end. So it's just, but it's really hard to do that.
So I waited too long, and I think I hurt him. And
yeah.
So,
well,
but
inevitably, there would have been hurt or whatever, pain, because that's an inevitable part of that, yeah. So it's like wanting to protect somebody else from pain, their pain, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At the cost of you having a painful time, being involved in things that take your energy. Well, thank you, and we'll...
To be very, just one more thing, I could feel the drain of the whole thing.
Right.
And it was just like I felt like I was being sucked dry.
Right. Oh, well, good for you around that. And, I mean, also you gave him a lot for free in terms of counsel, that he didn't take the advice and he got into trouble. But there are people who are going to take your advice and pay you in return as well for your amazing insights. So...
And
that's
that was the other
of,
piece of it, that he didn't receive my advice, so I felt constantly dismissed, which made me more angry. Like,
right.
So, anyway, I don't want to take up all the call, but I just wanted to put that out there because it really felt like yesterday's clearing kind of stirred that, you know? Stirred that kind of made me more aware and then less able to stuff it down.
Oh, wow. good, and that means it's really working, and good for you. And we'll just do some further clearing, just so that some of the guilt or some of the shame around that gets lifted off you too. Okay, and maybe you might just note on a level of 1 to 10 how much you're feeling guilt, shame, or even sadness. Well, I mean, they're different things, but you've got guilt and shame and some sadness, I think, around this. So just kind of see if you can bring that down.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Katrina. Good work. That's a hard boundary to do, especially after 2 years. That's amazing. So anybody else want to say something in relation to the issues of establishing boundaries? Okay, Chris, I'm going to take you now.
I just want to say that, ouch, in terms of I really resonate with these boundaries issues throughout my life. So I'm all into this class. Big time. Yeah.
Well, and so is there any particular boundary that you would like to establish that is coming up for you right now that maybe we can work on the clearing?
Yeah, I mean, this is mildly embarrassing, but, being a business person, this is coming up so much. I have this very wild pattern of giving my services away for free. Before I even know I've done it. And then when I actually, I think this is, this class has stirred up so much for me as well, that I actually started being real about looking back over the past many years, how much of my services I've just given away, and then realizing what impact that has had on so many levels, and realizing that as much work as I've done, it is still my unconscious kind of behavior. In fact, I will be offering to do a big project for somebody for free before my brain registers that that's just what I've done. So yeah, that's a big one for me anyway, with this boundary stuff.
Right. And yeah, and that's so common to a lot of us. And it takes time to break. And I'm sure you've worked on that too before.
Yes.
So what if I'm hearing that you actually offer it before you even realize it?
Yeah,
it's my
training.
Give your services away.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, when hearing that, whether there's, and then we'll do the clearing around it. If to start with, you could actually become conscious just before the point that you're actually going to make the offer.
Yeah. That was
after
good.
It's kind of hard to backpedal. And
it's
I know
impossible.
That issue too.
Yeah, I never do that. I'm like, all right, I did it. So that's done.
Well, actually, it is. You can say, I've been thinking about it. It's just harder. And maybe that might be an interim measure, is when you do make this offer, then that you just realized has come out of your mouth, or you realize after a phone call that you've done that, to actually revisit and say to the person, look, we need to revisit this. I did something which actually isn't really in congruence with my valuing myself. And here's what I can suggest in the circumstances, but I can't give my, services away for free again, or something like that. So that may be a way to get through it. But we'll work on some of the patterns and see if that helps. If that helps. So thank you. I mean, this is, you say it's a bit embarrassing as a business person, but this is an issue for so, so many of us, and particularly those of us who are change makers. And we're just, I mean, half the time we really don't want to bother with money. We just want to do our work. So, be available. And at the same time, if we don't respect our boundaries here, we end up doing a lot of work and not being able to pay the bills or to value ourselves and get the, you know, the time off and the self-care that we need. So, anything, just Chris, maybe you can help me a bit here. Anything in your background that you wouldn't mind revealing where you were expected in your past to just give all the time, like in your family or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I really was. I joke about this because people find it shocking, but it's not really a joke. I'm from rural Maine, and
yes,
outside of China, not to be crass, but I don't know any culture that finds child labor so acceptable. It really is part of the culture there. And I literally was, you know, put to work doing stuff that my larger family was doing kind of collectively as soon as I could, basically, you know, from 4 years old on. And it's just the the culture. And, you know, by the time my classmates and I were 10 years old or so, the boys were on fishing boats, being lobstermen, and those of us girls knew at least three different types of sets of major skills to make money, from house cleaning to child care to yard care to painting homes, to, you know, so it's just And a lot of us didn't start actually get paid for our work until we were 11, 12, 13, but we gave it for free as an expectation within our culture. So I just have a, going back generations, a history of this in my family.
Wow. Okay, good stuff. So we can, work with that for sure. So, thank you, Chris. And that's interesting about rural Maine. Didn't know about that. But there are a lot of places where, children are used very early. And there's actually some, there's some good things about that and bad things about it. I think the fact that kids learn how to do things and be part of the, you know, contribute and work is not a bad thing. And there are places where, you know, kids grow up, they don't do anything in the family, and they're just kind of served hand on knee by their parents, and that doesn't serve them too. So there's some strengths that you've got from that, and then the other part of the underbelly, which is which you want to let go of, which is that your services aren't valued. So thank you. Anything else for that, or I'll move on to somebody else.
No, thank you.
Okay, great, Chris. And who else would like to, is there anybody else who would like to mention an issue before we start the clearing? It's press 7 if you'd like to speak. And I'll take a moment to wait. I don't think anybody's, so it's press 7. Okay, we got enough to work on for sure. And of course, I'm sure this will help everybody, both live and not live on the call, because these are common issues. So I'm going to start with what Katrina raised, and then I'm going to go to Chris. Okay, so let's go. Even though I feel like by expressing my boundaries, I'm bound to hurt people, and I don't like that, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel by expressing my boundaries, I'm hurting other people, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel by expressing my boundaries and what I don't want, I'm hurting other people, I deeply love and accept myself. I really, 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 really hate hurting people. I really, 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 really want to please people, please people, please people, please people, please people. Please don't let me hurt anybody. Please don't let me hurt anybody, but let me hurt myself again and again and again. Hurt me, 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 hurt me. Okay, that's finished with. I don't want to be hurting me anymore. And the way I don't hurt myself is I'm really, really clear. Clear about what I want and what feels good to me. Clear in me and clear with others. And really, if they've been rejected all their lives and they're just playing out that pattern again with me, well, I really can't help them. I can't really help them. I can't really help them. I can't really help them. Because I need to be with people who feel wanted and aren't feeling rejected all the time, because I can't please the rejected ones. They have to deal with that themselves. They have to deal with that themselves. Well, what would it like to be free of all this grief, of all this sorrow, of all this guilt and shame? What would it be like? Wouldn't it be fun? Katrina, 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 not feeling guilt, not feeling shame, not feeling shame, not feeling shame, not feeling guilt, not feeling guilt, not pleasing everybody, not doing the please people, the please other people dance. I'm sick of the please other people dance. I'm sick of the please other people dance. It's over. It's over. I'm going to do another dance, which is please me, please me, please me. And in pleasing me, I'm going to be so much more an interesting person, so much better person, because I'm going to be in congruence with who I am, in congruence, congruent with who I am, congruent. I'm going to have to grow into congruent, being congruent. I have to grow into who I am and voicing who I am and not feeling that it's dangerous to voice who I am. And I am going to grow into this person who's not dependent on others and pleasing others, who's not dependent on pleasing others. Growing into it. Yes, I'm pleasing me. I'm taking care of me. I'm taking really good care of me. I'm taking as good care of me as I've been taken care of everybody else in the world. And wow, it's showing results. It's showing results. It's showing results. It's amazing what happens when I take care of me. It's amazing who I have around me when I take care of me. It's amazing what clients come to me when I take care of me. It's amazing what boyfriends, what lovers, what relationships come to me when I take care of me. It's like the whole world gets happier. It's the whole world gets happier as I get happier with me. The whole world gets happier. The whole world gets happier. The whole world gets happier. All right, then. So now I'm going to Chris, and then we'll open up and see what it did and does for both of you and for anybody else on the call. Let me see. So it's around giving away our services before we... yes, before we even think about it, we'll give away another part of ourselves. And this is not just restricted to you and people in Maine. This is not. Okay, so we're doing this for all of us who have this problem of giving away our services too easily. So even though I give my services away way too easily, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I give away my services and my help and my work so easily, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I give away my services so easily, I deep completely love and accept myself. Going for free. Amazing services. Going for free. Come right up. Take it. Take every last part of me. It's free. Take me. It's free. Okay, it's not free anymore. But I'm free. I'm free to charge. I'm free to get the money that I deserve. I'm free to be valued. I'm free to have the fun I want. I'm free to have all that I want to make a difference in the world. And I'm giving more to the world as I give more to me. I'm giving more to the world as I give more to me. I'm giving more to the world as I'm giving more to me. I'm giving more to the world as I give more to me. More to me. More to me. It's no longer free for everybody. It's no longer free for anybody. It's no longer free for everybody and anybody who wants me. No. Because I need to be free. I got the free equation wrong. It's not free for me if I give away everything free. I just want to be free, and I will be free. I will be free. I will be free, and I will get paid beautifully for what I do. I will get paid beautifully for what I do. I will be appreciated. I will be truly appreciated and valued in so many different ways. I will. I am. I am a beautiful gift. I'm a beautiful gift. I'm a beautiful gift to the world, and I'm going to be valued, and I'm going to be free. I'm going to be valued, and I will be free, not my services. Not my services, although, of course, I will give some things away sometimes, but not all of them. Not at all. Not all of it. 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 Okay. These are at great paces. I'm going to open up the lines in a moment, and we are actually. If somebody wants to press *7 and tell me how those clearings impacted them and anything that they want to do further. Oh, Lorna, hi. I'm just seeing you here. Great.
Hi. I forgot to press the star before. One of the things that happened for me as I was doing that, it kind of as a result of yesterday's and today's, is that I realized that I give away stuff for free. I'm better at that, but I have a problem asking for asking for something in return, and
yeah.
I yesterday's was on entitlement, and without going into the whole big thing of what's going on, I realized that I stepped into a place of entitlement with where I'd been giving away a lot of stuff, and I expected something in return, and got shot down, and it made me step back and say, well, I'm to heck with that. I'm not going to do it anymore. And someone helped me realize that I was, in some ways, cutting off other places in my life that would have benefited me from that. So it's like, okay, where do I draw the line between the I deserve to have some reciprocal in these situations? And even with my family, I realized as you were doing this morning, it's like I need for my kids to participate in something, and I ask and they say yes, but I don't follow up on it. I don't. That's make an appointment like I would with a client.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, it's that part of me feels I am entitled to have this reciprocal, and part of me is like, but I don't want to push them. Like, okay, I want to get rid of that one.
Oh, good. Good noticing. And just a comment on on being a mother or being a, you know, a parent in family situations. It's especially for women, we've been told to give so much that it's often difficult to, you know, like you're saying, is to get the kids participating and to really ask and hold them to it. And I've been doing a bit of a practice of that in the last little while, you know, making sure my kid, like that I get more help with the cooking and stuff, and having my kid who's, you know, he's 16 years old, he's quite capable, doing it at least dinners at least twice a week. And but, you know, I found at first that it was so easy to just be a pushover and say, oh, it's okay, you don't do it. And then I found myself resentful. So, and there's part of the being the mother where you feel like you should do everything for your kids, which is part of the culture.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better. My kids are in their 40s.
So it's good to clear it whenever, whether they're 40 or 16, or if I'd done it properly when he was 2. Yeah, because I've seen people who, and this is the, I mean, I guess it's the reverse of what Chris was talking about, which is where you don't require anything of your kids, and then you resent them. So thank you, Lorna. We'll work on that one. And anything else before we go to somebody else?
And part of it is I was like, is it Chris? From, you know, I had to start doing stuff at home early on. We got some main ancestors there, but and so I did have my kids involved in housework and all that kind of stuff. Where I'm finding the inability to push for is in my energy work. And I mean, you know, we're the other kind of stuff is not that. That's there's been reciprocal in that, but I I'm wondering if it's spilled over in some other areas of even with, you know, some of the other work I do. But, you know, I mean, Katie's aware of what's going on in my life right now, and I realize that I have not pushed where I probably should have pushed to do some energy work, both from what I need for my practical experience for emotion code, but also with my son's health issues and what's going on there. So I really need to look at that and see whether it's they don't, you know, part of it feels like they don't value what I do.
Yeah.
And so they don't want to partake. But, you know, they have never said that. And, but there was a time when that was true, and maybe I have been still in that old time when that's true, because they know how helpful I am with other people. So
what would you like to be like with them on this issue?
Well, I would like to just say, okay, let's make this Even saying it, boy, there's something there. Like, I'd like to say to my son, Joe, okay, I'll be over at 2 o'clock today, and we'll do some emotion code, and you can tell me if it works, it doesn't work. You know, I'm not going to have an attachment to the outcome, but this is practice I need, and I do believe that it can help you, and give me the opportunity to do that. And I guess part of it.
And what would you normally do instead? What would you normally do?
Offer and then just sit back and wait for them to make the move.
Okay, right. And
I
by doing this with them, you're making your job as a mother easier.
Well, and I wonder if there's just even as we're talking, is there some fear of rejection, or and underneath that is the fear, well, what if it doesn't work? Then I look like a fool.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Yeah, what if it doesn't work?
And if I can't help my own family, what good am I? Oh, boy, that's a big one.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah. If I can. Because that's the one that's hardest,
yeah.
Even if they know if I can't help my own family.
Yeah. And the logical left brain part of me says, yes, they've got their own path, they've got their own choices. It's not my job to save anybody, but to offer the help that I can and be there and all that. But and I've done that with all the physical stuff. I just have not been more assertive with the energy stuff. And I'm ready to change that because I do believe in what I do.
Oh, yeah, and you're amazing. So, and I totally identify with, you know, the family that doesn't quite believe it, or they have a good experience, but there's something, you know, oh, well, mom.
Yeah.
I think there's something even just by being in the same family, people just don't, aren't able to take you in the same way as if you're outside the family. And I noticed that even with me and my husband and me kind of accepting his gifts, you know. There's part of me that kind of, oh, yeah, because you see all the warts of the person.
Yeah, and
all
the
ways that they're inconsistent in the history, so that you don't always see what they're really powerful at doing. So, well, we will certainly work on that one.
Thank
okay,
you.
So thank you. I'm glad you spoke up. It's an important one. And Katrina.
I feel like just another layer got revealed from that clearing that was about, you know, feeling there's the guilt and the shame about hurting somebody else. And then there's also I just feel that I did it poorly because it didn't produce the result that I had hoped for, which was to be this man's friend and not his girlfriend. And then I kind of have a dialogue of that, you know, it just wasn't perfect enough and I failed. And I just did it poorly. It was messy.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll work on that one. And, I mean, it is the case sometimes. People just, and that's, you know, how they're able to be, just can't handle being, you know, a friend after they've been, on another level. And that's hard. And even sometimes I think people can pretend they can. I know I've done this. They'll just be a friend. But because they've got so much attachment still to the romantic part, it's very difficult for them to be that. And, you know, you can feel that if you're in that relationship with them. So, so we'll do some more clearing on that. And I'm going to... anything else, Katrina? Or
no, thank you.
Wonderful. So here we go. And Chris, was there anything, I'm just going to open you up, anything else that you had from the clearing that we did around those issues? Anything I missed? Because it's easy enough for me to miss some of it.
It was just really great, and everything that Lauren is saying and Katrina is saying is just, I just feel like I'm uncracking this nut as we speak. So it's just all lovely layers of, I've got my own stuff, but then I identify so much with what Katrina and Lorna have said. So, yeah, it's just all really useful and helpful and on so many levels.
Oh, wonderful. So we'll just go straight into the further cracking of the nut or the level.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Okay, and if anybody else wants to say anything before we go into these final clearings, EFT clearings, and then we'll do the healing codes after that. So just say it now. Okay, so we're gonna go into those issues. And I think I'm first going to, even though Lorna taught first, I think I'm going to go into Katrina's just and find clear those little bits of doing it poorly, and then we'll go into the other issues that Lorna has talked about. Even though I felt I'm really poor, where I feel like I'm really poor at establishing boundaries and I hurt people more than necessary, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I'm really poor at establishing boundaries and doing it without hurting people, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I'm very poor at establishing boundaries and not helping people and not hurting people, I deeply love and accept myself. Just did a crappy job. If I'd done it better, he would be my friend now. 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 Well, maybe he just needs time to get over what he was feeling, all his hopes about it being a romance, all the stuff he imagined in his mind about what things could happen, all those things. Maybe he just needs time to reevaluate and redo, and maybe he'll always not be a friend, or maybe later he'll be able to be a friend, but he just needs time to lick his wounds, and that's okay. It gives me time to be away, to be free, to know what it is to be free. I need to know what it is to be free. I need to know what an energetic space is of being free. And yes, as I establish my boundaries for new boundaries, as I establish new boundaries, I'm going to be clumsy at first. When you're learning a skill, you're always clumsy. When you're learning a skill, you don't do it right the first time. A baby doesn't learn to walk just with one try, and I'm not going to learn how to do boundaries with just one try doing it perfectly. Maybe this is one part of my perfectionism thing, just trying to be Miss Perfect, because if I'm not Miss Perfect, people can criticize me, and most of all, I can criticize myself for not being perfect, doing things wrong, hurting people. Well, let's get rid of that crap from my life. I'm so tired of it all. I'm so tired of being perfect. Miss Perfect. Crap. Bunch of crap. It's going out the window. All that crap about being perfect and being perfect about how I establish my boundaries and about how I tell people what I want. Okay, so I don't say it in the best of words all the time, but the main thing is I say it. The energy's out. I no longer will stand for this. No. I'm not going to have this in my life anymore. Whether you feel hurt, where everybody in the world feels victimized by me making these choices, too bad. I'm making my choices. I'm saying no, and that's it. Because I'm going to be doing things that I feel right about, where I feel a hell yes about. Yes. Not just a weak maybe. Because a weak maybe means that maybe some of my boundaries are being trod on. Okay. So now we are going to go into some of what Lorna mentioned. Okay. So I'm going to start with about the family. If I can't help my own family, what good am I? Even if I can't help my own family, using the tools that I'm so good at. I deeply love and accept myself. Even if my own family doesn't believe in the tools I use, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though my family doesn't believe in my magic wand, I deeply love and accept myself. What is this belief that if I can't help my family, I'm not worth anything? That I'm not worth anything? When I'm helping all these incredible number of people, I'm helping them change their lives. I'm helping them change their lives, and they're so grateful to me. They're so grateful to me, and it means so much to them that I'm here. It means so much to them that I'm here in the world, to my clients. If I wasn't here, just think of all the pain they'd be continuing to go through again and again and again. Just think about it. If I even think of just one client and the pain they were in, the continuous pain they were in from past blocks and past stuff, and the fact that I cleared that out of their energy and now they're free that way, why, that's enough in itself. Why, that's enough in itself. If I'd only impacted one person and transformed a big part of their pain, or even a little part of their pain, I would be worth it. I would be worth it. I would have nothing to be ashamed about. And so I can't help my own family. So they're too close. So they're too close. Well, damn it, I won't. Somebody else can help them. Somebody else can help them. Or I will help them if they want it. But if they don't want it, there's not much I can do. There's not much I can do. There's not much I can do. So I'm just going to let it release. I'm just going to let it release. I'm going to let it release. It's not my business. It's not my business about how they heal themselves. It's their business. 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 And I can only offer resources. I can be there. I can be there. And I can make suggestions, but if they don't choose to accept it, if they don't choose to accept it, there's no way I can force them, and it's not right to force them. It's not right to force them. Because my clients come of their own free will, and so my family needs to come of its own free will. And maybe my family needs to get healed by others, because it's just easier. It's just easier to get my family healed by others than by me. There's less stuff coming in between. There's less stuff coming in between. And there shouldn't be anything in my ego that I have to heal my family, that I have to heal my family. There shouldn't be anything of that. I don't have to heal my family. I don't have to heal my family. I just have to love my family. I just have to love my family. I just have to love the world out of my family. I just have to love them, 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 love upon love upon love, love upon love upon love upon love upon love, while I love myself, while I love myself, while I love myself. Okay. I'm going to now just see if there's anything else people will want to say, and then we're going to go into the healing codes. So I'm just going to actually open up the whole line so that I don't have to. So if anybody wants to say anything before we go into the healing codes, please say it now. And,
thank you. That was very helpful.
Oh, great. That's good to hear. And okay, so I don't hear anybody else, so we're going to go into the healing codes. And okay, so I pray request that all known, well, let's look at the, before we do this, I'm going to look at a truth focus statement and that people can use or modify. And while we're doing the codes, and we've cleared a couple of issues. So, well, I'm just going to use the general one in this. I'm able to say no when I want and yes when I want. And Lorna, you might choose something different, where I no longer have to heal my family to prove myself, or I am at ease with healing those who want to be healed by me. Something like that. So here we go. I pray, request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to me establishing boundaries and feeling, and all those feelings that I've had about not wanting to hurt people and or not being able to establish boundaries, that somehow I couldn't value myself that much, be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the creative force or God. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Okay, so we're just going to do a couple of cycles of the healing codes, and then, and then we'll end the call. So here we go. So focusing our hands, cupping our hands, and focusing the energy of the fingers on the area in between the eyes. I mean, not in between, in between the eyebrows. And your hands are about a couple of inches away from the skin. And just focusing the energy in between the eyebrows. And you're either relaxing and just in a meditative state, and you can also be saying to yourself, I'm able to say no and yes to what I want. Or I'm at ease with healing those who wish to be healed. Okay, then we're going to go down to the throat area and focus the energy there with the hands. I'm free to be me and not to give everything away for free. And to charge what I deserve. I'm free to be me and to charge what I deserve. And then focusing your hand, the energy of your hands on the sides of the jaw, the edge of the jaw, and your left hand directed toward the left side, right hand to the right. And then moving up with your hands to the side of the temples. And then going in between the eyebrows again and pointing the energy towards the area in between the eyebrows. And going down to the throat. And then going to the sides of the jaws. Left hand towards the left side. Right towards the right side. Streaming the energy from the hands towards those areas. knowing that as we say no to things in our lives that we no longer want, that we're saying yes to what we really want. And those no's are so important. And as we say no, we begin to know more what we want to say yes to. Okay. Then side of the temples. And then we're going to put our hands on our head for a few moments, just on the top of our head. And when we're ready, we just let them go to our sides and take a look at something beautiful in the environment and come back into the room. And I'm just going to take in a few last comments, and then we're going to go for today and resume tomorrow. So let me see. I'll just put it on. Actually, I'll just put it on interactive so anybody can say anything or just goodbye. I don't know. Okay. Well,
Katie, you do a beautiful job with the codes.
Oh, thank you. That's high praise from you because I'm always taking my liberties.
Well, you know, it's not often that I get to be on the receiving end of that, and you've created some realizations of how that universal code can be so beneficial in a group like this. So, thank you.
Thank you, Lorna. I feel very honored to hear that from you because you're such an expert in the healing codes and so amazing at that. And I've benefited from you so much that way. So, anybody else want to say something before we go?
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you. Thanks for your, you know, all those who have participated on the call, and it's great. And lots of stuff we're stirring up and hopefully letting go, and some of it will be let go right away, and some of it may take a few days or even a little, like even longer. But the thing is to, yeah, to begin chipping away the layers there. So, well, everybody, thank you. And for those of you who are coming on the call or who have been listening without saying anything, thank you very much for your participation. And for those of you who will listen later, I wish to you all the best in these clearings too. So bye-bye, everybody. We're going to stop.